Because the Word of God is inspired of God, because God's Word, the Bible, is alive and powerful and sharp, because it is able to make you wise unto salvation, because when in the heart it will help keep you from sin, we are sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, the wise man of old. And today, from Proverbs chapter 2, we share some of his 3,000 Proverbs. My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things. For those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life, so that you will walk in the way of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. May the Lord today bless this reading of his precious word. If you don't realize it, there are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and you can read a chapter a day and get a blessing in that way. Our family has found it profitable to use a chapter a day of Proverbs in our family devotions, because this is real wisdom sent through a wise man of old, but as inspired by God. Let's again now look at a few verses in this second chapter of Proverbs, but this time let's consider them in a paraphrase. Every man who listens to me and obeys my instructions will be given wisdom and good sense. Yes, if you want better insight and discernment and are searching for them as you would for lost money or hidden treasure, then wisdom will be given you and knowledge of God himself. You will soon learn the importance of reverence for the Lord and of trusting him. For the Lord grants wisdom. His word is a treasure of knowledge and understanding. He grants good sense to the godly, his saints. He is their shield, protecting them and guarding their pathway. He shows how to distinguish right from wrong, how to define the right decision every time. For wisdom and truth will enter the very center of your being, filling your life with joy. You will be given the sense to stay away from evil men who want you to be their partners in crime, men who turn from God's ways to walk down dark and evil paths and exalt in doing wrong, for they thoroughly enjoy their sins. Everything they do is crooked and perverse. Follow the steps of the godly instead and stay on the right path, for only good men enjoy life to the full. Evil men lose the good things they might have had, and they themselves shall be destroyed. Friend, heed the warning of God. Seek wisdom found in Christ. Amen.